Well, we're almost to the end of a church year. Next Sunday is Reign of Christ, and then the new year begins after that. And I found it interesting that we ended up, or just about ending up the year, with a text that allows us to talk about work. And work is a good thing. At least that's what the text seems to lead us to, and it's something that I think of. The problem is that we have a bad understanding of work. For many people, if some work is a good thing, then more work is a better thing, which is not necessarily true. In the same way that some water is good, more water may or may not be better. If you don't need it, get more than you want to drink. Who knows? You might even hurt yourself drinking too much water, eating too much food, too much of anything can be a problem. In this case, what Paul is addressing are people who aren't doing enough work, which I look around and I just don't see that being much of a problem here. Perhaps someday I'll preach a sermon on being a work addict or whatever it might be, but I think the more interesting thing here is what Paul talks about when he's telling people that they should be working. And this has been misused in a lot of places, as many scriptures have been. It hardly makes this unique. But as I was looking at it, I was reminded again that when Paul is telling people to work, it's not because work in and of itself is the be-all and end-all of existence. What Paul is speaking against isn't people who are unable to work or people who are retired after a lifetime of work. What he's talking about in particular are about people who are idle. And idleness is one of those strange kinds of things. I've come across a couple of references in a couple of different places about how difficult it is for most of us to be idle. Anybody can do it for a few minutes and maybe even an afternoon of doing absolutely nothing. But for most of us, we just can't. If you're given nothing to do, you'll find something to do. And what Paul suggests, at least in this context, and I've seen it in all too many places myself, is that when people have nothing to do, they'll find something to do, and it's not always the best. When we look at towards the end of the reading we had, Paul says, and this is in the New International Version, "We hear that some among you are idle. They are not busy, they are busy bodies." I don't know how much opportunity you've had to be around people who for whatever reason, have nothing to do. And I have. Not because they didn't have anything to do, because they didn't think they had anything to do, and they're called college students. There's sort of two, broadly speaking, there's two kinds of students. They're the students who understand that when you're there, there's never a time when you have nothing to do, because there's always another book you could read, some more research you could do, some studying you could do, or whatever else. And then there's another group who look at the bare minimum of their requirements and say that's all they have to do, and that's enough. And when they have nothing to do, very few of them figure out some useful thing they can do somewhere else. I've met very few college students over the years who, when they had nothing to do, spent that time volunteering in the community or something else. What they tend to do is get into mischief, which I think we can consider busy bodies the same kind of thing. And what's the problem? The problem is this idea that says that when we don't have something that's externally applied or externally required work, whether it's schoolwork for college students or whether it's jobs for us, whether those are paid jobs or the work that we need to do around the home or the farm or whatever it might be, we think that we are then solely in charge of our time and we can do whatever we like. And that's where the problem comes. One of the things that we need to understand when we're thinking about God's call upon us is that it isn't just in the formal requirements of our lives. And I don't think very many of us struggle with this, but it's something to at least consider. That God doesn't require us to have a job or to be in restful retirement, whatever it might be, and then everything outside of that is entirely up to us. God calls us to be the kind of people that we are supposed to be, that we're being called to become, all of the time. And some of that is work, because work is a good thing. I've found it interesting that if you ask people about some of the best days of their lives, you know, when they think of, you know, what was a really good day or a really good period or season in their life, hardly anybody talks about just doing nothing. Sometimes people talk about vacations they were on, but they often talk about what they did when they were there. They went to this place and they hiked this mountain, or they went to a particular museum or something. They were actively engaged in something. And all kinds of people, when you ask them about the best day or the best days they've had, will talk about times when they were working, when they were productively employed, whether it was employed for money or whether it was a volunteer service experience or whatever it might be. Why is that? It's because we are created to be people who are doing things not just for ourselves but for others as well. It doesn't mean that's the only way we get our value. It doesn't mean that if we're not physically active doing something that we are wasting our time, because of course that's not the case. But as human beings, we are built to be active and doing things for ourselves, for others, that make the world a better place. When I think of good days, I often think of a good day's work done. I think of, you may find this hard to believe, a good day of meetings accomplished, where things were done, where things were better when we were finished. I haven't done a lot of work with my hands, which is, well, I'm not very good at it. You know, which came first, the not very good at it or the not doing it very much? I don't think it really matters. But some of the hardest work I've ever done has involved physical work, and it has been so satisfying when it's done. I mean, most of what I do, certainly in my job now, it's really hard to tell what I've done. If you take something that isn't very good and make it better in a written document, some people might not even notice the difference between the two, which can be a little demoralizing, but it is better, and what I'm doing is worthwhile, but it's nothing quite as obvious as building a deck. There's laying sod, which is still one of the most satisfying, if hard work, things I've ever done. You start with a pile of dirt and you end up with a lawn. It's just a satisfying thing. It feels good when you're done. I was working. Why is it that when people are unwell and need to recover, it's so hard for us to just lie there or sit there? It's because we want to be doing things. And if we don't have a proper outlet, what Paul suggests is that we're going to end up using that energy in ways that are less good. He calls them busybodies. In other places, he talks about people who don't have a role to play, or they're not doing the role they do have, as becoming gossips and all of these other things that are destructive to a community and destructive to the person themselves. We see it now. I've known a number of people who have looked at their working lives. The only purpose of it was to get into retirement, where they were going to do nothing. They're not very happy people. We're made to do things. I'm always worried when men in particular retire and say they're not going to do anything. I just think after a lifetime of work, whether you were you worked on a farm, or you worked with a carpenter or something, you worked physically, or whether you worked in an office and you worked primarily not with your hands but maybe with your brain, whatever it might be. When you just stop and do nothing, it just doesn't work. How many of you have known someone who has taken that route and they just haven't lasted very long? Sometimes they don't last at all. At least some of the time, what doesn't last is this desire to do nothing. And we see people in their retirement who are busy doing good things, not getting paid for it perhaps, or whatever else it might be, because work is a good thing. Because work is part of what gives us meaning. It's not the only place we find meaning, but it's part of where we find meaning, and it's part of where we work out the reality of the salvation that we have. We work out who we are in what we do. And what we do, it also informs who we are. It becomes a virtuous circle when we are willing to put our work into things that are of value. Helping other people. Putting in a good day's work for an honest reward. Idleness is a terrible thing for most of us. We think we might like it, but I don't think most of us could tolerate it. The flip side of that isn't somehow deifying work or making work an idol or making work the only thing that matters. We look at our work not as what creates who we are, but as the outflow of who we were created to be. The work that we do, whether it's at a job or in any other place, whether the work that we're doing is listening to someone, is visiting someone who needs a listening ear. These are still the things that we are called to do. To stay away from this idleness that leads us to become busybodies or whatever else it might be. And to look at the work that we're called to do as an opportunity for service, as something that creates the resources that we have to serve others in other ways. We need to steer that middle ground rather than driving into the ditch of idleness or the ditch of work addiction. We need to just drive down the road that says that work is something that we are called to do. It's an opportunity for us to express our talents, our gifts, our interests. It's a way for us to build into the community, to give back what we've been given. It's a way for us to build the kingdom of God. We celebrate the work we do. We keep it in balance with the other things that we need. But we remember always that work is a good thing, designed by God, that we might do the things that are worth doing as part of being the people we were created to be. Amen.